60,000 profit. And Rav Kahana Amar Rav Kahana learns that the sum was b'shmoinim rebuyim. It would have made 80,000 dinim profit. A large sum of money. So Chomam wanted to buy the Avnei Eifoid off this guy. And the case was that the key to get into the warehouse where the stones were under his father's head, and his father was sleeping now, and Voloitziru, and he did not wake him up. The son did not want to wake up his father. This is a dugma. What does it mean to have kibud avim? As respect for the father, didn't want to wake him up, even though it meant to lose out so much money. This is a dugma what kibud avim is. So it's a good shaila why the Gemara brings a raya from a goy, for the Gemara could have brought raya from a Jew. What kibud avim is? What did the pitafka raya from a goy? Some say when sort of the pshat is, could be sometimes goyim have this inyan of kibud avim a little bit more, maybe because they don't have Hashem, so they only have one shut if they only makia their parents. Whereas a Jew has two shut from me, as the parents in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe they're a little bit about the makia Hashem takes away a drop from the kibud avim. Rakoponim, learn now from here how far goes kibud avim. Rakoponim Takashi, you see that the Chomim wanted to buy the Eifod, the Avni Eifod, which was in the Dovis for the Mishkan, from a guy. So how could you tell me the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, Davro b'nei Yisrael, the equally truma in the Dash means, you have to buy the Nedovis off a Jew. So how could a Chum here buy these Nedovis of the Avnei Eifoid off a guy? So more so, I'll tell you, maybe Avnei is a little different here. I'll tell you, Avnei Shoyim Hifsakinyan. The beginning of Taka says, Davro b'nei Yisrael, v'yikolecho all the matonis, the Nedovis you need. But then the Pasuk then says, Avnei Shoyim, it doesn't say V'Avnei Shoyim, it just says Avnei Shoyim. It says Hifsegin, as if to say, up until the Nedovus of Avnei Shoyim, it has to be only from a Jew. But the Avnei Shoyim and onwards could even be bought from a guy. Well, she says, Midlake Sivsin, it doesn't say V'Avnei Shoyim, Kirsiv Bakulu, the Kesav, Unuchoshis, Uschelus, V'Agoman, V'Uris. And here it just says, Avnei, Sivsekinian, to Loikoy Avichu. That the boy, the Avnei Shurim, does not go back on the Yichu, so the Avnei Shurim, the precious stones, maybe you're allowed to buy from a guy. So Moses says, this is true. The Avnei Meluyim, Ksiv. Right after the word Avnei Shoyim, again it says a Vav, it says, the Avnei Meluyim, Ksiv. Dod Orvei, that comes to mix it up again. Siv Sol Rashi Venusa Kemaisav, Lissasru. This all comes out again that they all need a Yichu that has to be bought from a Jew. So if you darshini now that the Yichu means, V'Yichu B'nai Yisrael, means that it has to be bought from a Jew, so the Nedovus of the Mishkan also should have to be bought from a Jew. So how come here they bought it off a guy? V'Yoit, secondly, Ketoni Sefer says in the Sefer, this Grice of when the Esra Blezer, how far does Kibud Avim go? He ended up the story with Nisin, with Dom, and then Nisinom. Like this, what happened was, Lashon Acheret the next year, No Doloi Paraduma. It was born to Nesina ben Doma ben Nesina was born to him a paraduma, a red cow, the Yedra and his flock, and Nichnasu Chach Misaletzlai. So again, the Chum came to him. They wanted to buy the paraduma of him. Izomalem. So he said to Chumin, Yodei ani b'chem. I know by you, Shem ani mevakish mikem komam shaboylam. Even if I would ask for the largest sum of money, I would ask from you the largest sum in the world. I know atim leisim that you would pay it. Like you need the paraduma, it's something special. This is the only one in the world. I know you'd pay as much as I ask, but you should know, Achshav, now, any mevakish v'chem, I'm only going to ask from you, Eloisim moment shesarati, only that amount of money that I lost on the deal last year, b'shvil abba, from the fact that last year I cannot sell you the avnei, the avonim leifoi, because my father was sleeping, so that's chum of money, whether it was 60,000 or 80,000, that's chum of money is what I'm going to ask you now for the paraduma. But I call upon him again, it says clearly that Chomim bought the paraduma off a guy. So it's a question of Reb Shaila. How could Reb Shaila dash when the Pasuk says, Dabar Abnei Yisrael, the Yichu, that means that you have to buy the paraduma off a Jew. Here we see clearly that Chomim bought a paraduma off a guy. So again, the Gemara says maybe no, both these proofs, both these meisim are not proofs. I'll tell you, Tagre Yisrael Zovin. It could be here, there was a middleman, there was a Jew, or these Chachamim, they bought it off, Doma ben Asina. They bought it off him. And then the Chachamim bought it off the Jew, the Tzarech the Mishkan, or the Tzarech the Paraduma. So the final sale, when the Chaman bought it for the Paraduma, it was like a bought off a Jew. True, first the Jew bought it off Dama ben Asina. He was a seer, he was a middleman. And then the Chaman went in and bought it off him. So therefore it wouldn't be a son, it wouldn't be a soul from this Pasuk of Dabra of Bnei Yisrael. But you go directly to the guy and buy a Paraduma directly from the guy, that will be possible if you want to use it directly from him for the Kedusha of a Paraduma. Now the Gemara says, is it true what you're saying? And that's what we're saying now according to Reb Shela, that the reason why Reb Lezer says you cannot buy the Paraduma off a guy is because of the Lach of the Kicha, because you can't buy it off a guy, but otherwise Lechayesh to reveal that Reb Lezer is not Cheshis made but the guy and live with their animals, therefore it's only possible because of Kicha, but not because of Reveal. I'll prove not like that. For a time you learned, or Mulad Reb Lezer said to Reb Lezer, Mais had once happened, for Lachum and Adi Kachovim, at the Esakashin, you Reb Lezer, how could you hold this Asa to buy a Paraduma off a guy? Either was this Mais at the Chomim bought the Paraduma off a guy, and the Dima Shmoy, the guy's name was Dima, the Yarmila Somsei Remichmoy, that was his name. So Mulad Reb Lezer answered back and said, there's no question from this case. Do you know why over here they bought it off the guy? Misham Rai, is there any proof from over here? I'll tell you, Yisrael Hoya Misham Renoiso, Mishoshin Oda. There was a special case there that there was a Jew watching the Paraduma from the time he was born, that no guy lived with the Paraduma. So what do we see here? That Reb Lezer is Chayish L'Revia. And really, this is the reason why he sold Minastam, you cannot buy a Paraduma for guy. It's because we're afraid maybe the guy was Revea the Paraduma. So it's a kasha on Abshela. And Abshela says, no, the Psulu Koran Reb Lezer is not because of Revea, but rather because of Kicha. So Morin says, at the Koran Reb Shela, what you have to say is, Reb Lezer Tarta Yisla, Reb Lezer also from both Psulim. Kicha, he holds like Abshela, that there is a psul of kichu. The pasuk says, "Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yichu." So we dash from b'nei Yisrael v'yichu. V'yein adu kachalim yichu. You can't buy it off a guy. But also the chayish nam l'reviya. Reb Lezer is also chayishes min astam from a guy. You cannot buy it because maybe he was reviya. The nafkamina would be if we know for sure the guy was not reviya the animal. So therefore, as chash reviya we do not have. But still, to buy it directly off the guy for the Kedushas Paraduma, that would be also, as the Pasuk says, Yichu b'nei Yisrael, a Jew, we have to buy it from a Jew. So the Eitzah has to be, like we had before, the Heter by Nesina ben Dom, but Nesina was that there was a Sirser in between, that first the Jew bought it off him, and then the Chomim went and bought the Paraduma off the Yid, but served the Paraduma. Oh, Mama, what did we just say? Yisrael hoye misham l'noiso, mishoshen oldo, that there was a Jew watching it from the time he was born. So the question is still, v'nechosh doma reveal ima. Maybe the goyim live with the mother of this paraduma, when the parah was pregnant with this paraduma. Ki have you remember when she was pregnant? And if so, the parah vita would be possible. The Yom HaRov, Rav has said, v'lad hanagachas asura. A vlad that was in the stomach when the mother was nageya did damage, that vlad is also possible. He vlada nokha, because the svara, when the mother did damage, she did damage with the whole body. So the vlad inside is also considered like it did damage. So vlad harnivas asru, the same thing. If a goy lived with a pregnant cow, so the vlad that gives birth later is also possible for korban or for paraduma. He vlada nirva, is as far to say, when the guy was reveya the para, it was with the kid also. So how can we buy the kid this paraduma? True, they watched the paraduma from the time it was born, but maybe the guy will reveya the mother when she was pregnant, and right to the para would be possible. So when it says, rather in Echanami, the Metzias, the case was, Ema, Yisrael hoya misham renoisa, mishor shenoitra. There the case was that there was a Jew watching the mother even from the time she became pregnant. She says, the moral soon asked, how do we know that this Vlad, no yoda, the high Vlad Odomu, how do you know to watch it? How do you know that this Vlad is going to be read? How do you know to watch it? We're talking about such a case where the Jew watched even the mother from the time she became pregnant, that no guy lived with her. That's why it's mutter to buy this para of Nesina, of Dama ben Nesina. Yeah. The other more says, V'dilma, V'nechesh dilma revu al'ima, mi kara? Still, let's be choshes. Maybe the reveya of the mother before the tnan, and then we even before she became pregnant. The tnan we learned. Kol absudel gabi mizbeach. Anytime a behema becomes possible for the mizbeach, like here, let's say 2 years ago, a goy lived with this para, with the mother. So then the mother becomes possible. She's a reveya. She's possible for korban, which is possible for paraduma. Halacha is flodosayim mutarin, that the kids they have later ataka muta. And Rashi says, Oishin shenesabru benachrichein, a kid that the mother first became pregnant later, that kid is muta. But the Tony Log learned on this, Rabbeleza says, no, still it's also. So according to Rabbeleza, it's a kasha. What do you mean you watched the mother from the time she became pregnant? But so what? Maybe the goyim lived with her even before. So honey, Cholarov is going to go to Kurz Rov, the Yomarovam, Rav Nachman, Machlaikas, Kishanirvu, Kishema Gadoshim. It's only Machlaikas of the Reveya then when they were already Kachim. Then Rav Lezol's the Vlodis Apostle. Abu Kishan Chulin, the Yavriyako Mutaran, then it's good. So then here also, when the first, even if they lived with the mother, it was only Chulin at that time. So if the mother gives birth later, it's okay. It's only after she's pregnant that the Reveya, then the Por is Apostle. So here we're talking about they watched the Por from the time she became pregnant. But Elo the Rav Huna, Bar Chinuna, Olo Rav Nachman, he learns Machloikas, Kishen Yavo, Kishen Chulin. Machloikas is even if they revey her, the Parah, when she was Chulin. Still, when she gives birth later, the Vlad is possible, Ava Kishen Mekdoshim, but Adarabba, if they first revey her when she was ready, her Kodesh, Mekdoshim, to Riakal Asurin, Samayik Lameima, what's Pshan Yablezer here? According to this, Yablezer holds that even though the Goyim are revey the mother, when she was chulun, even before she's pregnant, and then later, 2 years from now, she becomes pregnant, the vlad is posel. So how could you ever buy a poro for a poro dum or for goy? You have to be chosh, maybe the girl lived with the mother 2 years ago. So most of the nechnami, we have to say the case was, Yisrael oyim misharman oisol imo mishoshin oitzro. The case is that the goyim were watching the mother from the time even the mother was born. So Mela, the whole life of the mother, we know there was no Reveya, therefore, this Vlad is kosher for Paraduma. Penechesh Duma Revur Lima the Ima, maybe the grandmother, the Reveya. So Mela says, Kuli Halechashin, so far we're not Cheshish. And Chami, if there would have been Reveya then, Taka would be possible. But so far, we're not afraid. What we just say is, how do we know that this Vlad is going to be a red one, or Paraduma? The time when they make the mating, then they put the Zohar on top of the Nekeva, they put a red cup in front of them. So maybe that's going to make it, maybe the Vlad would also be red. The Moriyachi is so, my demer yikorlik. If it's so simple to make a paraduma, why is it so expensive? They should make a lot of paradumas then. So, my answer is true. You could make a lot of red ones. But, hurlish, they sharvest tsulasbo, since two hairs that are not red, part of the paraduma, that's a big kunz. It's a big kunz to get one that's completely red, but just to get one that's partially red, that's easy. Moromaishno. Maishno did who? Like, how come we went to this Goyish cow? Why don't we do it by a Jewish cow already? Which is Maishno the Yodu, the Azli Yisrael, the Avdidim Ludin Ochrid, how to make the Goyish cow, like, become a red cow. Nevet, Ho Milsa, Vehemis Yisrael, let's do the same kunz. Let's put mate our Jewish cows and put a red cup there. So, what it says here, the case was, Rav Kana ben Muchzekis. Min mishpachas poros hoyulo ledom benisina muzokas telev lodois adumim beavoros kois. It was a chazok that happened already a few times. Now it's not a kunz to do this, but by him it happened already a few times. By his poros, that when they put a red cup in front of the mother, the shashu was mating, that the vlad was also red. True, it didn't always come out completely red. There was some black hair there. But Kolponim, they knew it was a good try to try here. That's what the Chumim wanted to try by this Parah to make it into a Paraduma. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Chov Dalet Amud Aleph. Near the bottom of the Gemara, the Gemara says, Omer, that you're on 10 lines from the bottom. Yosef Ravami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Akiloid Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. They were both sitting by the tent of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So post achad minay v'yom, one of them opened up and started to dash like this, and he said, "V'chein hoye Rebbe Lezer poiso b'chol hakavonos kulan." That the law of Rebbe Lezer we had before, that it's also to buy the parah aduma from a nakam, from a goy, it's not only the parah aduma, but applies to kol hakavonos. Any behema for a korban, it's also to buy from a nakam. Postach iduch, the other one opened up and said, the Gemara says, Postach iduch, the other one opened up, Postach iduch minei, and he said, Behevei, v'yomar, my ois v'lei chavrul Rebbe Lezer. What did the other chaverim, what did the ones that argue against Rebbe Lezer, what did they say back? In other words, they hold it's mutter to buy a paraduma or for nakam. The darshan apostle in Yishayot that says, kol tzayn keda yikov tzulcho, we have before mashman, the mitzvah shem was lovely, they're going to come to buy korbanos off the Yishmael of the goyim. So you see, you're allowed to buy a korban off a goy. Or malahem Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer says back, no, kulam gerim gerurim heim los alovim. This the Pesach Yishayot says, talking about los alovim, that even though we're not going to be mekabel the goyim to be Jews, but I'll call upon them by themselves, they're going to want to be Jews. And they'll keep the Torah, they'll keep the mitzvahs. So therefore, they for sure will not be reveya their animals. Therefore, there's no shash reveya. Therefore, losid, therefore it's okay why they could buy the animals off the goyim. But this man is there that the goyim are not gerim, do not listen to the mitzvahs. We cannot buy the animals off the goyim. That's Rebbe Lezer Teretz. Amr Rav Yezer verses says, Micro, where's this pasuk for this? Siddash na pasuk in Svanyot, in Svanyot that says, Ki yozeh poich, pasuk says, Ki yozeh poich el amin, Sofo verura, and the pasuk comes up, Likro kulum Hashem Hashem liyob v'shchen echod, that all the nations will come to like worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that they'll want at least big Arim. So therefore, losid, it's good why we could accept buy karbonos off the goyim. So Amulei Abaya said back, no, what's the proof in this pasuk in Sanya? Fidilma mi avoyde zorahu di hodabu. Maybe it only means that the goyim will not worship avoyde zorah anymore. The Gemaisa Mashiach, the Bimakir Hashem, they won't come to worship avoyde zorah. But who says they're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs like? Amulei Reb Yosef, li avdoi shchem echod. Pasuk again, zov shchem echod, ksiv. Like Rashi says, Mashma ein chilak bi'ovdin Yisrael v'umos te avodosam shava v'chol mitzvaysov. We shava v'chol mitzvaysov. Mashma will all be doing mitzvahs equally. Therefore, that's from Lazar Teretz, this pasuk Rasul Lavoi, that's why we could buy kabonis from the Yakim. But not Bizmanazir. We have Papa Masnach, the Papa learned like this. We have Zvid Masnach, Rav Zvid learned it like this. The Tavai, one with the both. They both said like this, means both Rav Ami and both Rav Yitzchak Navcha. Both of them said like this. That the Chain Hoy Rav Lezer Poisa Bechol HaKabonis. That Rav Lezer used to say it's possible to buy, you can't buy any korban off a goy. The Tavai, Amri, O Mayo Svil Lechavrul Rav Lezer. They both spoke out, both Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Navcha. They both spoke out like, what did the Chaverim, what did the Rabbonin answer back to Rav Lezer? It's postek in Yishayot that says kol tzayn kedi kol shlucho. The goyim, like we just answered back. The goyim the end of the postek. And on this, Amr Blazer, Blazer answered back. No, there's no proof in this postek. Kulam gerim gerurim heim losa lovi. This postek talking about losa lovi, here's different. The law gerim, that's why you can buy the kabonas off the goyim. Well, my crow, where's the postek that losa lovi, the law want to keep the Torah? It says, ki yozef v'echolamim, safa v'rura likroi kulam v'shem Hashem. And this, maskable Rabbi Yosef, v'dumim v'avodah zorah hu d'had rebu. Maybe the goyim will only retract from not worshipping avodah zorah, but not real to mekayim the mitzvahs. Maybe they will not be nizer in the yisr of raveya, so you still have to be afraid. Maybe they'll be raveya the animals. Omalei abaya li'ovdoi shchem echot ksiv. Mashmal all be mekayim the same mitzvahs. We're all doing the avodah together. Meisvei have a kasha. Tez v'yem me'moishem gamat otitem v'yodeinu zvochem v'yerlis. It says when Moshe told Paro that you'll also give us animals for kavanas. So who is the kashin of Leza? You see, we're allowed to take animals from the goyim. So Moran says, "Could the matan Torah shani could be here before matan Torah was different? Maybe there's no psul raveya then. No to be chesed for raveya then. Before matan Torah, we don't have these halachis. Leza is talking about after matan Torah. Now that there's the psul raveya, now we cannot buy a korban off a goy to be used for a korban." So Hashem can bring another proof. The pasuk says, "Vayikach Yisroel choisein Moshe oilu zvochim lelakim." So the Chura Yisroi brought Kavonis, even though he was still a guy, it wasn't Makayim the Torah yet. So how could we use these Kavonis from a guy? So my aunt says, Yisroi Nami carried the Matan Torah heavy, that Yisroi also came before Matan Torah. That's why it was Mutter. But maybe after Matan Torah, it'd be Osa. So I said, this depends. Honey, Chalaman, the Yom Yisroi carried the Matan Torah heavy, it's very good. Rashi says, Plukta, Tibnei, Rebbe Chiva, Rebbe Yeshua, Ben Levi, Berg Basu, the Shechitas Kochim. It's Machlaikas over there. Ela, Vot, Laman, Yom, according to Man, the Yom, that Yisroi, Li'acha,